How y'all do? How y'all do? How y'all do, man? We back now. I believe this is episode 10. Episode motherfucking 10. What they know about that, man? Episode 10 of Chewed Grass. I am Stay Out, Stay Alive, a.k.a. Sosa, the Sauce Man motherfucking Taylor. Here, providing the vibes for you and I. Goddamn you. So, you'll get right to the shit. I wanted to speak about this newly news. I don't know if you guys seen it surfacing this over the vlogs, and you know, but it's not this reason why I wanted to speak about it, because it's not like I feel like it should be. It's not being held up in the light or, you know, celebrated the way I feel like it should be. Is Jay and Ye. Jay and motherfucking Ye. Now, if you are unfamiliar with current events, times, hip hop, historianism, you know, just all around greatness surrounding the culture, then I am speaking about Jay-Z and Kanye West. Now, I'm speaking about this for many reasons, one of which is it's not being talked about otherwise. But it's like, I find it really wild how the celebration, the horns, the confetti is not flying from the air right now. And they just reported that this nigga, Ye, is worth $6 billion motherfucking dollars. Now listen to me, goddamn you. I don't give a fuck if they tell me 90% of that is stocks. Listen, brother, I would much rather have $6 billion in stocks than $100 of my own physical money. Let me tell you that right motherfucking now. You can take this $100 and get the fuck on. If it's me, we're talking about. But we're not talking about me. So listen. I just think that is really strange and it's wild that, you know. You know, it's not more. It's like they just reported. I seen some kind of headline. It was like, he's the richest African-American in the world now. Bruh. But when, I mean, I couldn't stop seeing the announcements about Jay's partnership with the Champagne people. Or the selling off a title. Y'all couldn't shut the fuck up about that shit. Why is nobody up in arms about this? Well, I'd like to examine that theory. I personally think it's became culturally culture to view somebody as something or a conglomerate of people see you as one thing and you just be that because them conglomerate of people said that. Now, whatever is true or not, you know, those views are, you know, bestowed upon you. That's, I mean, it's like, okay, well, we fuck with Jay because Jay's the coolest nigga in America. It's The Rock, you know what I mean? He married the B, little Blue Ivy, you know what I mean? They got it rocking and shit is lit. And, you know, yeah, he put on a MAGA hat, so, you know. So never mind his $6 billion fucking dollars. I mean, I don't know if maybe Jay's just like really that ill like that. Because who knows, maybe Jay's like really fucking ill like that to have already made $6 billion. And you motherfuckers just have no idea about it. Who's to say? I don't know. But y'all seem to be in his fucking pockets about everything else. So I'm assuming you would know that. So I'm just like, why is it not? Where's the celebratory celebration at? Where's the happiness? Where's the post at? Why is it like, so, cause you think that he see, like, not really took, cause, I mean, you niggas show forgave Lil Wayne fast as a motherfucker. Oh, well, you know, he took Pitman. Well, oh, well, he was getting a pardon, so it's all right. So it was all right for him to take a picture for a pardon, but it ain't all right to take a picture and go up there and holler if you know you're finna make $6 billion. And I mean, let's be honest, though. We act like that's the only nigga who's in business, big business, that's racist as shit. You don't think Jay is rubbing shoulders and shaking hands with niggas who hate niggas, with white people who hate niggas? Them is all the richest motherfuckers. I don't know what the fuck business class you guys went to, but you know, this shit is over decades and centuries of, you know, this is not just like, oh, well, I'm just a, no. It all came from somewhere. It all started from somewhere. And, you know, I just wondered that. Like, to me, it was like funny to me to see that. And it's like, man, what they said? They just said. Never fails. They just said, this guy is the richest African American in the world. I should be hearing some fucking trumpets or something, man. I don't give a shit. What color hat he put on? I don't give a fuck. I don't care, man. $6 billion. I mean, and y'all, you know what I mean? And it's like crazy because y'all praised Bezos. Oh, Bezos, he worth $100 billion. But it's like this guy right here that don't matter. Oh, okay. So let me get this straight. As long as the nigga you like make $6 billion, then it's a win for the culture and black people as a whole. He has to be aligned with what you like. Because if he not aligned with what you like, then whatever he accomplish, whatever he do, that shit don't even matter. It ain't even, who cares? Oh, he made $6 billion. I don't like that nigga, so $6 billion, you know, $6 billion evaluation. Do you know how many black motherfuckers is finna eat from that? You know how many plates of food is finna get put on a table from a $6 billion evaluation business? But that, I mean, who cares, you know? We don't like them. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like, that to me is some real eye-opening, but yet strange shit to me. I find it to be very, very, very strange, you know? Because on one hand, we have someone we love. On the other hand, we have somebody who's not so beloved. Both making extreme strides in business and culture, but yet you give one a satisfaction, and the other is just, you know, kicked to the side. Or we could talk about Drizzy, you know, pulling up in the OVO jet. But we ain't gonna talk about Ye making $6 billion fucking dollars. Can we just stop right now? Let's just stop. Can we just do this? Can we just say $6 billion in unison slowly? $6 billion. Listen, man, I don't give a fuck what you did, man. Niggas is out here killing niggas for hundreds of thousands. What are you talking about, man? Like, it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's me personally, and I just think about things like this in a weird fashion for me to have these type of insights about it. But Bruh, y'all are some of the strangest motherfuckers I've ever seen, man. And every extra day that I'm here and Jesus break awake my black ass up, I understand how unhuman I am compared to you motherfuckers. Cause this is like, I can't even understand. And you see motherfuckers, it's on the platform is being reported. Oh yeah, well he's we just move right on. It's like, oh yeah, okay, and versus. A fucking 40 minutes news segment about this. You know what I'm saying? This nigga should have been on Good Morning America in a goddamn pinstripe suit. In a parade, nigga. You know what I mean? They need to open up the goddamn streets back up for a day for this nigga, man. Nigga made $6 billion, man. Listen. Some of y'all don't know how hard it is to stay down 10 toes and make $1,000. So I would never in a million fucking years expect you to get what it is to make $6 billion. So as fucked up as some shit as that is, sounds like to say coming out of my mouth, it's just the truth. Here in True Grass, we're about the motherfucking truth, because as you know and I know, bullshit ain't nothing but chewed up grass. So I just wanted to touch on that and, you know, tap your brain real quick, right quick, man. And, you know, what do y'all think about that, man? What do y'all think about that shit, man? It's crazy, man. This shit is crazy. This shit that you see is so crazy, man. 6 billion motherfucking dollars. I think I'm gonna just walk around the rest of the week and just say $6 billion. When somebody saying, hey, try to say hi, you at the grocery, hey, I'm gonna just say 6 billion. Just to get it in my aura. I just needed it within reach of me, the energy, nigga. Oh, man. I appreciate y'all, man, that's been listening. It's been rocking, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Share it, you know, get the word out. Put me on your playlist. Shut Up and Listen is still available. Sosa's here on the way forever. And, you know, we still doing this shit, man. Y'all go to my YouTube page, Stay Out, Stay Alive, Sosa. Subscribe, hit the bell, give me a like, give me a view. Fuck with it. You know what I mean? My Cash App. I don't remember my fucking Cash App, but I have to get back with y'all with that shit. Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all, man. We go get into this next topic right now, man. I holla. 6 billion. Jesus. Hey, how y'all doing? We're back with another segment. Another segment of chewed motherfucking grass, man. Let's get a round of applause. Yeah, we back. I threw y'all for a loop, but y'all didn't think I was gonna ever get that applause, did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Yeah, I know. New and approved. New and approved. God damn it. So yeah, what was the topic? Yes, that was the topic. So look. Why is it that we act like everybody don't hate black people? Now, if you've noticed, you notice that how the change in how I do these segments, and if you pay attention, then you understand what I'm saying, right? So look, you know, recent weeks, the whole Meghan Markle thing and, you know, the royal family and, you know, them having the prince and the young lady having to go through it because, you know, they quote unquote were worried about the skin color and just basically some racist shit, and just everything was so sad and everybody was just up in arms, and it was just so sad. It was so sad. But, you know, for me, I was looking at it like, well, what the fuck? Like, why is everybody so fucking surprised? Like, you act like y'all don't know that they hate niggas over there. Y'all act like y'all don't know that they hate niggas everywhere. Like, why is this like, this is what gets me about the whole idea about all this, you know, as far as the culture goes and everything. It's the outrage. It's like, where is the outrage coming from? It is documented that they hate niggas from the beginning of times. Like, can we just stop acting surprised about it? Like, they don't like us. They, like, a great percentage of them go about their day in life to make it a point that we know that they don't like niggas. So it's like, the laws, how everything is set up, the infrastructure, how everything is, they don't like, and and the sooner that we come to understanding of this, the better off we'll be. The sooner we'll be able to actually move forward. It's the expecting of the respect. It's like they're never, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And we have to understand, you know, we have to understand and just come to the understanding, you know, that we are last place, man. Now, in actuality, no, we're not. In real life, of course not. We're the upper echelon. But as far as their views, as far as how they see us,
boy, bye.
It ain't no motherfucking thing. They don't. Come on, man. Come on, man. Look at it, bro. Any motherfucking body from anywhere else could come here and thrive, and we ain't never went nowhere. And we still complaining. We still, you know, pissed the fuck off about. It's like, think about it, bro. Motherfucker from Russia. Motherfucker from Japan. Motherfucker from Korea. Motherfucker from Iran or Iraq. A motherfucker from England. A motherfucker from Mexico. A motherfucker from the motherfucking Catalina wine mixer. Hell. They come here and, you know, and they thrive. Now, some of y'all may be a little bit confused. Y'all may be sitting around, you know, looking and feeling like,
that's what I'm talking about.
But at the end of the day, it's like, hey, this is just reality, man. You look at it like they come from where they, think about that, bro. We are here, working. We're here doing all the shit that we're doing. And where they is at, it's supposed to be worship. They let them come from there to here. How do you let a motherfucker, can we just, hold on, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Wait the fuck on, hold up, wait a minute again. Let's think about this seriously, man. How do you expect a motherfucker who came from where they don't have toilets at to pay you back $100,000 loan? How? If we gonna really talk turkey, like, where's that make sense at in business? But yet and still, if you go look at, you know, your local liquor store, your local shop or what have you, that's who all up in there though. You know what I'm saying? And it's like the surgence of black business is being elevated, it's been put on the forefront, it's been more notarized, you know what I mean? But I mean, it's like, I mean, I'm over that, bro. It's like, okay, that's cool, but it's like the infrastructure is not changing though. We still can't go up in there because you gotta look at it, bro. All of these, the majority of these businesses that are thriving, that are, you know, doing it, they are doing these things with their own hard-earned money. You gotta think about that, bro. There's people out there who businesses you shop with, you love, may have reached another plateau or just, you know, mid-level, and you fuck with it for how you fuck with it, and they are legitimately keeping that business afloat through their hard work. They're not getting any loans. They're not getting any grants. They're not receiving any tax breaks. That motherfucker get up and go work to a job. Shit, some people are working 2, 3, 4 jobs just to be able to facilitate that business that you walk into. You don't know what the fuck you... Come on, man. These motherfuckers, you don't know what a motherfucker's doing when you're not there. That's why you don't see the goddamn boss. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna see no boss because they're probably doing 2, 3 different gigs. And I'm speaking about this when I'm speaking about it. I'm speaking specifically about black business. Like, this is how we're having to thrive. This is how we're having to, you know what I mean? And we're not able to just go somewhere and just shut up shop. You know what I'm saying? Wake up early with the birds. Go post up on the corner with some oranges and some motherfucking grapes, some motherfucking posters and blankets and hats and shit. I can guarantee you, nigga, before the day is up, police officers gonna be posting, pulling up on you to ask you for some papers, to ask you what the fuck are you doing, to tell you, get him out of here! That's what they gonna say. They go, oh, so I'm just here, you know, black owned business. They gonna say, oh, I'm a nigga. Get him out of here! But yeah, and still, it's a known fact that we can go to these different places where the Mexican Americans, they set up shop. They had a whole little lots. They had a, nobody says shit. Not a big deal. Nobody is, hey. But these are, you know, the facts, the focal points of everything, and we still sitting here acting surprised. Yeah. I'm not gonna be surprised if white dude call me a nigger. I'm gonna be surprised that he walk away and I don't kick his ass for it. That's what I'm gonna be surprised about, but I'm not gonna, I'm not surprised about that. It's like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's just the outrage, the surprisedness about how it's put out. But it's like, oh, wait a minute. Y'all worried about her skin color, the baby's skin color? Yeah. They are. They don't like niggas, man. They don't want no black grandbaby. Is there a surprise about that? That's your surprise? Nigga.
Somebody call security.
Get these motherfuckers the hell up out of here with this shit, man. Come on, man. It's like, at some point, you have to stop and think and just be like, uh-huh. You know what? It's never going to happen. And, you know, and it's not a individual basis. I mean, as a whole thing, was like, oh, well, it's because, you know, I'm sure you have friends, different nationalities, different ethnicities, and all that type of shit, and y'all rock how y'all rock. Some of y'all may have been cool from fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the overall consensus is like, bro, and they know it too. It's like, it's like we're the only ones who just aren't willing to accept it. It's like, oh, man, can't believe it. Well, nigga, believe it. Believe it. Because, hey, the shit ain't going nowhere. It's not going nowhere, man. And if you think it is, then...
So long, sucker!
You gotta get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. You know? And, you know, you gotta take the shit how it come. It is what it is. And, you know, you're best not to hate nobody. But, I mean, we just gotta come to that realization that don't nobody like niggas, man. They don't like black people. They just don't, man. And stop being so fucking surprised about it. You know, yeah, man, it's really not nothing to be surprised about, you know? So, I just want to touch on that, man. You know, try to give y'all, you know, a little dose of...
Brilliant!
You know, just a little bit of what I think is. And, yeah, we'll get to the next topic, man. I'ma holla. Yeah. What's up, y'all? What's up? We'll get right back to this next segment. We'll do something about that applause. I really don't fucking like it. I think it's kind of whack, but you know, we in the motherfucking place to be, you know? And, this segment, I wanted it to be touch on a little bit of relationshipy type of shit, you know? Try not to do that as much, but you know, right now I feel like it's, you know, it needs to be spoken on. I feel like it, you know, in my mind, whatever the fuck that's worth to you, I guess, whatever. So yeah, women want to be led while they're leading. Now, this makes absolutely no fucking sense because, you know, either you leading or you following me. But somewhere along the lines, I feel like, you know, a lot of women, they, you know, given, you know, the times that we're in, I feel like because the progression is so much further. You know, like, women are doing a lot more shit that in past times is just unthought of, like, from, like, you know, business to sports to, you know, music or whatever, you know? And I feel like because of this, the you know, the bar is set higher, so, you know, a lot of women are, you know, they're in a lot different space, you know what I mean? And they're a lot different. It's a lot different thing. Times change. Shit is different. You understand? And, but I just feel like given this newfound, you know, surgence of just being, you know, queens of earth and all that great shit, it's like they forget, you know, the balance that's needed, you know, the balance and, you know, and a lot of women, they want, that this is like a common thing, is like being said, is that, you know, oh well, I gotta be able to trust you to lead, or men nowadays don't know how to lead a woman, or you know, it's like, but a lot of women, they want to lead while getting led. It's like it just don't. There's no real way for that to work, man. Somebody has to know the way. Somebody has to follow suit. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to lead while getting led, well, I mean, you know.
Good luck with that.
You know, because it just don't work that way. You know what I mean? And you have to give yourself room. You have to have, you know... the balance, you know, being able to balance and knowing, you know, I am strong, I'm responsible, I'm dependent on myself and not necessarily dependent on you, but I understand that in these efforts, the efforts of us coexisting with each other and being one, that somebody's going to have idea. Now, you know, in the midst of this, yes, it's, you know, it's a even keel thing. So it's like, you know, it's a give and take. So I can be giving you this information. You can be giving me information while I'm giving you information. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for instance, you know, if we're going somewhere and I'm going in a direction to which I know to get to the destination that we're trying to get to, you may know a shortcut. And it may be a damn good fucking shortcut. I may very well take you up on that offer to take the shortcut to save us both time. You know what I'm saying? That kind of thing. So it's like, I just think it just needs to be a little bit more balanced. You know what I mean? I understand you a queen. I understand you. I understand, queen. I understand, you know? Like, you know what I mean? But you gotta fucking relax. Y'all gotta relax a little. You gotta relax a little. Like, I wanted it to say a more PCA than that, but y'all gotta fucking relax a little bit. A little bit. You know? And just, you know, if that's what you want. Now, if you feel like your purpose, you know, who you are, your fate is so much stronger than what your significant others is, then maybe y'all need to sit down and have a conversation about that. And like, look, you know, man, I just feel like these days I have more of a fucking idea of what we need to do than you. You know, I mean, that might be a conversation y'all need to have. I don't know. I'm not there, you know, but I'm just saying, you know. But as far as if, you know, your other half is displaying characteristics of leadership and is, you know, trying to guide you or is having some kind of thought process, some kind of idea about what the fuck, you know what I mean, on whatever level, then, you know, to a certain degree, you should be submitting to that, you know what I mean? And in turn, still making it even better by your input or, you know, what you have to add to it. That's supposed to be the fucking beauty of it, man. I mean, everything is balanced, man. Everything is balanced, you know? And, you know, don't let, you know, all this other shit and what you may see this person say or you may look at this person do or how that person may be influence and make you forget that, nigga, you still you. And you got to be you. You know, you got to be you, man. You can't be, you know, Meg and all them, nigga. You know, you got to be you. You know what I mean? So be open for the balance. Be a little bit more receptive. You know what I mean? Communication is important. Say that again. Communication is important. You know? And just keep the damn balance and be open to be led. You know? Without, you know, because, you know, that makes it a different dynamic when you open to being led, but throughout the course of the journey is motherfucking asking 100 questions. Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't, like, that's like your kid in the back seat. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Why is we stopping right here? Why is we still stopping? We've been sitting here for 2 minutes. Why are we stopping? It's called a stoplight. Shut your ass up and sit back and ride. You know what I'm saying? So, let's try it. You know, you ain't gotta listen to me. You know, I'm just a guy. You know, I know. But I'm just saying, you know, don't. You want things to be a little bit smoother on up from that standpoint, you know, because, you know, things are good right now. I mean, I'm assuming things are good. Y'all together, you know. Whoever these hypothetical fucking people are, I don't know who they are. But I know one thing. You for sure don't want him walking in one night, looking you in the face, and just telling you straight the fuck up outright.
Get him out of here!
Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll be around this motherfucker saying. And guess what? Your homegirl, she go get back with her ass. She's getting back with her. So listen, I just want to touch on that a little bit, man. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. Y'all tap in with me, man. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, Stay Alive, one word. Twitter is Stay Alive. Or is it Young Boss CEO? On YouTube, my YouTube page, y'all go subscribe to that. It's Stay Alive, one word. And then Sosa, Stay Alive, then Sosa. Go subscribe, man. Check out some of my videos. I got some blog going. I appreciate y'all, man, for listening, man. And I love y'all ass too, man. Shut up and listen. It's still streaming. Sosa is out forever. And we just go keep working, man. We go keep working, and man, y'all tap in with me, man. I appreciate y'all big head asses, man. For real, man. Shout out to y'all for being dope, man. A wise man once told me, stack one, when you mind your own, you live long. But when you pry, you'll motherfucking die. This has been another episode of Chew Grass. I am Stay Out, Stay Alive, a.k.a. Sosa, the Sauce Man, motherfucking Taylor. I holla.